Gina Haspel, President Trump's nominee to become the new CIA chief, has come under fire for her role reportedly running a secret prison in Thailand where terrorism suspects were waterboarded. Some of the men detained at the so-called Black Site ended up at Guantanamo Bay. Well, one of them was the Saudi man accused of masterminding the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole, which killed 17 American sailors and injured 39. Well, there have been major developments in his trial before a military tribunal at Guantanamo. And joining us for more on that is Carol Rosenberg of the Miami Herald. And Carol, we knew the developments. The lawyers in the USS Cole case quit, but we didn't know why, because it was shrouded in all this secrecy by the judge. You broke the story last week that they quit because they found a listening device.
In fact, they did. They spotted a microphone on August 2nd or August 3rd inside the meeting site that had been set up for this man, Abdulrahim al-Nashri, a Saudi, to meet with his lawyers in what was supposed to be these confidential attorney-client meetings. And, you know, they called me up in October and told me that they were quitting the case, but they couldn't tell me why.
Well, we'll talk about this. Why was this shrouded in secrecy?
So it turns out this microphone and this system was classified. The judge has no ability to change classification. So the judge inherited a situation where the prosecutors told him that the system was classified, and therefore the judge couldn't talk about it, the defense attorneys couldn't talk about it, and all of the filings and all of the circumstances of these men and women quitting the case were classified. And so the attorneys for this man, Abdulrahim al-Nashri, there were three civilian attorneys. They concluded that they had an ethical problem. They consulted an ethicist and they quit the case. And one of the things they had asked the judge was permission to tell their client, we saw a microphone. And what the judge had told them is, no, it's classified. Mm-hmm. That man who was held for years in CIA custody and knows all sorts of national security secrets, including what was done to him by the CIA, including the circumstances of his waterboarding, he wasn't allowed to know that there was a microphone in his meeting room.
And that's why the lawyers quit. So how were you able to write about this?
Well, it was a hard story to write about. The lawyers who had been talking to me for years were, I think, aching to tell me. And then recently, a document came my way. Still unclear to me whether it's unclassified in its entirety, but it lays out the circumstances of them finding this microphone. And for the first time that I believe the attorneys are aware of, it says the microphone was disconnected, that it was not part of a system that was listening in, that they now say in this document that it was a legacy microphone. And they claim that it wasn't plugged in. The problem is they also claim in this document that after the attorneys quit, they went in and dismantled the whole thing and carried it off. So if those lawyers are now allowed to talk about the microphone, they aren't allowed to investigate, which was the thing they wanted to do in the first place. Because as I think you might know, years before, the same thing had happened in a different site where the 9/11 lawyers for the alleged plotters of the 9/11 attack were meeting with their clients. And they looked up in the ceiling and they saw something that looked like a smoke detector.
Smoke detector, right.
And it contained a listening device.
But hold up there. Let's talk about that case back in 2012, because we want to hear more about the current case. But back then, a military judge let lawyers question defense officials in court about this listening device that they found in a smoke detector.
Totally different set of circumstances, which I also think is what led the USS Cole defense attorneys to quit. Different judge, a different time. Back when they found it in the 9/11 case, the judge then allowed for a full open court hearing, discovery. They brought in people from the prison. They described the system, and they said the same thing back then. It was a legacy microphone left over from earlier interrogations, and it wasn't turned on. And the whole thing was explored. And whether or not the defense attorneys for the men accused of the 9/11 attacks believed them, it's now part of the record. So if they're ever convicted and sentenced to death, the lawyers in that case can make that part of their appeal on the death sentence. In the instance of the USS Cole bombing case, this man who's accused of masterminding that, his judge was further along, determined to go to trial. And for whatever reason, the Air Force colonel, who's the judge in the Cole case, said, no investigation. The other thing that's sort of intriguing about this is in any other court, lawyers of record who want to quit would have to go before the judge and get permission. In this instance, a general who is their supervisor, the chief defense counsel, released them. So they never went back to Guantanamo. They quit one day and they never went back. So for the past 5 months, this judge has been trying to get this thing on track. And out of this, let's say, vacuum comes this unclassified, declassified account that it was a microphone.
That you received.
That was filed in an appeals court and that I received, yes. Yeah.
So it's declassified. So what's all the fuss about how nobody could talk about the microphone because it's classified?
That's what I want to know. If it was such a secret 5 months ago, how come it's not a secret now? You know, I asked the Pentagon about the microphone, and they said systems at the prison are classified. I asked the CIA about the microphone, and they just got back to me and said it's not ours. And so what's the big secret, and why did it take so long, and why is it stuck on the microphone? We don't know, except that one judge handled it very differently than the other one.
So meanwhile, what happens with this USS Cole case? No lawyers. Do they just, can they hire new lawyers?
The big problem with this case is it's a death penalty case. So if you want to execute someone in the United States, the accused is entitled to what they call a learned counsel, someone with extensive experience in defending death penalty cases. And there aren't that many of them, and there are very few of them in the military. So it's stuck on the death penalty defender has walked out. The judge would like to compel him to come back. He's refusing to follow his orders. And I think what happened when he walked off the bench the other day is he realized this has to be resolved. They need a death penalty defender. And so the USS Cole case is at a full stop until some other court decides how he can go forward.
And as you said, the families of 17 killed are, you know, waiting to once again to see what will happen. Quick question, Carol Rosenberg. Is there any feeling that those conversations were being recorded, that it wasn't some turned-off legacy microphone left over?
The defense attorneys are suspicious of everything involving these cases, in no small part because the men accused in these death cases spent 3 and 4 years in the black sites of the CIA. They were waterboarded. They were kept nude. They were sleep deprived. They were abused in ways that is described as sexual abuse. They were beaten up, and they were in CIA custody before they came to Guantanamo. And the defense attorneys believe that the CIA still has its fingers on the button of that court, or interfering in the case. I mean, there's reason to believe that. You know, at one point years ago, when in the 9/11 case, one of the attorneys for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man accused of masterminding the 9/11 attack, was talking about the CIA black sites. Somehow, someone outside the court reached in and hit a mute button. And the judge was beside himself. He thought it was his court. And he, full stop, held a series of hearings and ordered, whoever is this body out there that's interfering with my court, disconnect your button. So there's been a series of things that have happened that have caused the defense attorneys to wonder exactly how independent this court is of the CIA.
Wow. Look, Carol Rosenberg, while we have you, we were thinking we'd just do an update on Guantanamo, and then all of this USS Cole case information broke. But just give us a quick update. President Trump said during his State of the Union that he'd sign an executive order keeping it open, directing his Secretary of Defense to house any kind of terrorist they find, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, which would be a new population. You've just returned from a reporting trip. Has it changed?
So President Trump campaigned with two promises. He was going to load it up with bad dudes, and he was going to cut the costs of this extremely expensive enterprise to peanuts. And he has done neither. There has not been a single new detainee sent there, and it's still incredibly expensive to run. The latest request by the Pentagon for construction down there is well over $100 million. In fact, there are 41 detainees there today, one of whom was supposed to actually go back to Saudi Arabia last month to finish a prison sentence under a deal that was made during the Obama administration. And the Pentagon has yet to make good on that deal. He was supposed to go back to Saudi Arabia on February 20th, and he sits there waiting to see what's happened. This was a man who was an al-Qaeda member who turned government informant and pleaded guilty 4 years ago in exchange for his testimony in some of the cases and certain return on February 20th. And he sits there waiting to see what this administration is going to do. There's very little change on the ground that you can notice. There's 1,700 guards and civilian contractors working at that detention center. It's a very expensive, very complicated enterprise to maintain, and any sort of efficiencies that he promised have yet to be realized.
41 detainees, 1,700 U.S. workers there. Carol Rosenberg of the Miami Herald, who's covered the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay for a while now. Carol, thank you.
Thank you.